Support for this public radio podcast comes from Lindblad Expeditions, exploring nature's wild, unspoiled places aboard its ships in partnership with National Geographic. Details at 1-800-EXPEDITION.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. I don't know how to play an instrument, and without being able to do that, there's a whole range of expression that's close to me that words alone just can't get to. Today's morning story comes from a very musical colleague of ours at WGBH named Kathy Fuller. She's one of our classical music hosts and a concert pianist. It's probably the best account of musical expression that I have ever heard. We call her story A Great Hall.
Mechanics Hall in Worcester is one of the great halls in the world. It has these two draping staircases on either side and a beautiful piano, beautiful 9-foot Steinway. We had a rehearsal on it the night before. It was great. I was to play the Mozart C major piano concerto. Suddenly, there was the most amazing sound I have ever heard. It was a collective inhale. It was a the people who were moving the piano were pushing it in the wrong direction. The movers just let the piano fall down this staircase. I thought somebody had been killed. Keyboard first, down the stairs, no more legs, on its belly like a whale. I went running out to see. Somebody said, "Do you still want to play?" Part of me said, "Maybe I could do this next week. That would be fine. You guys, let's go have a drink." And this other sense of me said, "God, I want to do this more than anything in the world."
As you may have guessed, we seem to have dropped Steinway. Fortunately, no one has been hurt. If we can get the substitute piano into a position.
I went back to the green room and waited. And they went off like on an expedition, a safari, and found this. It was one of those pianos that sits around in a conference room for, you know, I don't know, sing-alongs. Stains on the soundboard. And they brought it out and put it on the floor down below the conductor. Some of the keys were out of position. I don't think it had ever been tuned. I had absolutely no idea if it was going to sound like a harpsichord, if the first note, you know, had a hammer. If any of these notes didn't work, how was I going to work around that? This was going to be a bumpy ride. I play just a little turning phrase, diddle-a-little-a-little-a. And in that is the stuff of the entire concerto. It's Mozart twinkling, opening his eyes, raising his eyebrows, going, "Can you guess what I'm going to do now, you guys? You know, listen to this." These little things reflect his joy for living. I guess I didn't want to think that I had a bad tool or that I had stuff against me. I couldn't at that point. I think I just sort of decided that I would play it better than I've ever played it. I had to believe in the piano. I just had to make this work. I remember the orchestra being much better than they had been before. Really. I think they were, like, rooting for me. I think they wanted to help. You always feel an audience. You know if they're listening. And they were listening. Even though I never looked at them. I felt them very, very present. They were tremendous. hard to listen to that piano. It has so sorry a voice. In a way, it was almost like a practical joke. Mozart wouldn't be beyond that kind of thing, you know? Here, try it on this. See if you can make it work on this, you know? You know that big, sleek, black, shiny, gorgeous, perfectly tuned, perfectly silken Steinway D? Flat on its belly. Maybe it wasn't meant for that. You know, the pretty boy Mozart that we hear so much of the time, so absolutely exquisitely even and without you know, holes and scars and giggles and junk. You know, maybe there was something about playing on that rough and crazy piano that was more like the real Mozart than that Steinway D ever could have been. Absolutely, I can believe that.
That was Kathy Fuller with today's morning story, A Great Hall. Gary Mott, believe in your piano.
This story did make me think about a time in eighth grade, speech and drama class. I and two other students were doing a scene from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
So whom did you play?
I was Claude, the evil priest. And there was another girl that sat opposite me. And then there was Quasimodo, played by Rob.
Rob.
Yeah. So there's Quasimodo, hunched over, writhing, wriggling. And the girl and I were supposed to exchange lines. Well, she forgot her lines, I forgot mine, I don't remember. But we both just melted. Like, you know, you forgot. But there was Quasimodo hunched over, writhing. We got Fs, Quasimodo got an A.
He stayed in character.
He stayed in character.
He believed in his piano.
He believed in his piano. He triumphed. He took his game to another level.
A true artist.
It's a lesson. Mozart would have been so proud of Kathy in this instance.
Mozart was a kind of Quasimodo type of character. In public, he could behave in an embarrassing way.
Certainly in my professional life, I have found that if something sort of makes me squirm, if I'm nervous about doing something, I should do it. I should totally do it because that is a test of character. There are lines that I don't want to cross, but working with you challenged me what I believe, what's okay, and that is going to help me grow.
I hate to say thanks for nothing, but, you know, thank the listeners out there. You know, that's the wonderful thing about podcasting. People out there will let you know whether you're speaking to them. And
that's
and
true.
So trust the listeners. Believe in your piano.
It's never too late.
You don't think so? Maybe you could teach me.
I like you right now, and I want to stay that way.
Moving on, then. We're over $2,700 for financial contributions, and and several people have re-upped. Maybe we could make it to $3,000, but it's up to you guys.
It makes our boss happy, let's put it that way.
It does, yeah. Maybe they'll unchain us from the studio if we reach the $3,000 mark.
WGBH.org/morningstories is our website. Please go there, spend some time, listen to some old episodes. It's all there, our complete archive.
And we'll be adding to it with our next podcast. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.